My heart, it does fail me. I dare not go home. My parents will think I am sadly undone. I'll leave you here with my neighbors to tarry. Within a few days, will you and I marry?
You won't, I know.
He said that he would, and home he did go. He soon told his mother and father also of his sad case and what he had sworn. His parents said to him, "For that do not mourn. Oh, never break your vow, son, but bring home your girl. We'll soon snug her up, and she'll do very well." They invited his old spark to the wedding to come. The servants replied that she was not at home. They invited her servants to wait on her there, and then for the wedding they all did prepare. Published they were and invited the guests, and then they intended the bride for to dress.
No, I'll just be married in my old clothes.
When they were married, they sat down to eat. With her fingers she hauled out the cabbages and meat. His friend spoke to her and called her his bride, and said, "Pray go along now and sit by his side."
No, I'll just sit in the chimney corner like I'm used to.
She burnt all her fingers on the pudding I fang. Then she wiped them on her greasy old rag. They gave her a candle, what could they do more? And showed the way to the chamber door.
"Husband, when you hear my shoes go clump, you may come along."
She went up the stairs, kept stepping about. His mother said to him, "Now what is the rout?" He said, "Dearest mother, pray don't say a word, for nary a comfort can this world me afford." After a while, her shoes they went clump. He gave him a candle and bade him go along. Upstairs he went quickly, quickly he found the fairest young maiden that ever stepped aground. All dressed in the richest and the richest of clothes, she was fairer and finer than pictures of gold. He greatly rejoiced. To the end of his fears, he'd married the lady he'd courted for years.